on the electric bass, collaborating extensively with Vibes player Gary Burton, guitarist John Schofield, and pianist and partner Carla Blay. So join me, Jez Nelson, for music from the Steve Swallow Quintet, recorded at the London Jazz Festival on Jazz on 3 tomorrow night at 11 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, that's on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also hear it in high definition online. The time now is 11 o'clock and it's time for Jazz Tonight, Jazz Lineup, also recorded at the London Jazz Festival. And it was yesterday, in fact. Here's Julian Joseph.
Hello, I'm Julian Joseph and welcome to a special edition of Jazz Lineup, coming from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. It's been running for 19 years and 2011 marks the 11th year of its association with BBC Radio 3. On today's programme, I'll be featuring music from the pianist Robert Mitchell, his aptly named trio, and later on from tenor man Dennis Baptiste with his quartet. First on the bill tonight, a ubiquitous multi-reeds player, composer and band leader. He's led and co-led many bands, including Partisans with Phil Robson, and an assortment of trios and quartets with British and American rhythm sections. And tonight, it's a mixture with his firmly established quartet. He's been touring his second quartet album called Urban Theme Park, released earlier this year, and he employs the talents of Ollie Hayhurst on bass, the imaginative pianist Liam Noble, and from a noble American jazz family bloodline, Gene Calderazzo plays the drums. The artist in question is Julian Siegel, and Julian will be playing the tenor saxophone, soprano saxophone, and the bass clarinet. So, opening with Keys to the City, please give a very warm welcome to Julian Siegel, Liam Noble, Ollie Hayhurst, Gene Calderazzo, the Julian Siegel Quartet.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. How about a big hand for this fantastic piano player on my right, Liam Noble. Wonderful bass player, Ollie Hayhurst. My old friend, Gene Carrazzo on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Siegel Quartet, ladies and gentlemen. Julian Siegel on saxophone, Liam Noble on the piano, Ollie Hayhurst on bass, and Gene Calderazzo on the drums. Great work, Julian. Well, Julian's going to join me for a quick chat here. Your compositions are very interesting. They use different kinds of grooves. You also like to use different instruments to express whatever you're looking for. Is it very specific, each of the compositions and the tones that you choose to use to express them?
I don't really know how each tune appears. It's just I'm just grateful when they arrive. But some things sound really suited to the bass clarinet. Other things, tenor. I play clarinet. I actually play four instruments on this gig. It's far too many. But it's just the way it comes out.
You often play in other people's groups. You're a very supportive player. What is the attraction for you leading your own group?
Just to write for the band and play with these amazing guys. And Liam, I play with... 15 years, Gene, 15 years, and Ollie for about 5 years, and his current lineup. The band's been going for about 2 years, so it's just it's amazing to play with lots of different people, and I'm really lucky to be able to do that. But it's something really special to get your own band and form that over years. Like Partisans has been going for 15 years, and I don't think you can buy that experience, I think.
Sure, time is the great maker of any great art, isn't it?
So hopefully we can continue with this group and it's building all the time.
Tell us a little bit about the album, Urban Theme Park.
Yeah, well, we recorded it about a year ago now in a studio run by this guy Curtis Schwartz in the middle of the English countryside. It was one of those idyllic recording experiences. Some of the stuff was around for a while, like that last one we played was about 10 years old and we'd never recorded it. And then lots of other stuff is written for the record, and I wrote four or five things in quick succession. So hopefully it's got a kind of unity because of that.
You're also playing in quite a few other concerts that are going on in the Jazz Festival, and they seem to be big band based. Tell us about the tribute to Jaco Pastorius.
Yeah, that's put together by an incredible musician in this country, Lawrence Cottle. He's an absolute genius on the electric bass, right? And he's a particular fan of Jaco Pastorius, and we had a rehearsal the other day, and there's some real old favourites of Jaco and some really more obscure things that Lawrence has arranged, so that would be a really exciting thing. And then the other thing you mentioned was the Hermeto Pasquale Orchestra, which is I'm really excited about doing that one. We did it about 5 years ago, so maybe even longer.
I mean, he's one of the great legends of the music and one of the real individual signatures, I guess. Very unusual person.
Yeah, he's just anything he says, you just do, you know. Like if he beckons you to come and follow him and play around the audience, we're going to do that. Or we'll see what happens. It's a big party. That's Sunday night, right, at the Barbican.
What have you been... You've been touring. Where have you been going with the band?
I got to consult my tour document here. Well, we've been all over the place. Last night we were in Wakefield at a gig that was really nice. Brighton Jazz Club, Gateshead, Wavendon, all the places. And we're playing December the 16th in Sheffield.
And where next?
Next gig is actually a duo gig I've got with Liam Noble, and that's on Friday the 18th at 1:10, 10 past 1 till 2 o'clock. It's at St. James's Piccadilly Church. That's the 18th.
Well, we look forward to seeing that, and thank you so much for sharing your great music with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Julian Siegel. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. I'm Julian Joseph, and we're broadcasting from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank as part of the 2011 London Jazz Festival. Radio 3 offers exclusive video footage of selected concerts online at bbc.co.uk/radio3, providing a chance to see some of the most exciting and dynamic international jazz talent performing on stage. There are also two opportunities to see Jazz Lineup being recorded in December. On Saturday, the 10th of December, Jazz Lineup presents the current BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist, Shebaka Hutchings, who'll be at King's Place at London at 8 p.m. Full details on our website. On Monday, December the 19th, at BBC Maida Vale Studios in West London, Jazz Lineup is recording its Christmas Day edition of the show, featuring Michael Garrick and his big band for performing Michael's own Peter Pan suite. You can be there. You can get there by applying for tickets at the BBC Ticket Unit, and you can go. You can find that at bbc.co.uk/tickets. That's two dates for your diary: Shebaka Hutchings at King's Place on Saturday, the 10th of December, and the Michael Garrick Big Band at the BBC Maida Vale Studios on Monday, the 19th of December. All the details are on the Jazz Lineup website. So, next up, Robert Mitchell's Trio. Robert Mitchell first appeared on the scene as part of the heavily Steve Williamson, Steve Coleman-inspired Quite Sane. His group Panacea distinguished him over the years as a composer and band leader of imagination. His solo and duo work over the years have demonstrated the infusion of his high-level classical piano studies into his improvising conception. His trio, or Trio, always shows an artist of sensitivity and nuance. Joined by Tom Mason on bass and Richard Spavin on the drums, please show your appreciation for Robert Mitchell on piano playing A Desperate Man. Ladies and gentlemen, the Robert Mitchell Trio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The next one we're going to do is actually title track of the latest album, and it's called The Embrace. Really hope you like this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tom Mason on the bass. Richard Spaven on the drum kit. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amazing turnout here. So we have just one more to do. This one is called Rockers Round Window. It's been an absolute pleasure to play for you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Robert Mitchell Trio, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Mitchell on piano, Tom Mason on the bass, and Richard Spavin on the drums. You heard them perform Rockers Around Window. Please give them another massive round of applause. And before you step off the stage, Robert, come and speak to me. Now, your group, the spelling is Robert Mitchell's three, the letter three, the and I-O, three-O. Is that correct?
It's correct. It's the laziness induced by a few years of texting now. Sorry. Three-O. Someone my age should know better, but there we go.
So, listening to the music, it seems, particularly in the trio, that each instrument has a specific role. The bass holds down a groove, and the groove is not necessarily something that's just constantly repeated. It changes and it develops. You have your particular orchestral role at the piano, and the drums has a very specific, you know, rhythmic intent.
Yeah.
Is that something that you deliberately put together when you're rehearsing?
Yes and no. Luckily, it's been a luxury to have that evolve over quite a few years of knowing the guys. So while keeping all that in mind, all the influences of everything that we're working on has naturally seeped in. So it's been an absolute pleasure and continues to be.
Now, I know that you're particularly interested in all types of music. You've reimagined pieces from Massive Attack. Just tell us a little bit about what draws you to this music that people would often see as outside of the remit of jazz expression. Not jazz musicians, but certainly jazz expression.
It's an inherent result of the wide listening and the amount of different projects that all the guys, myself included, have taken part in over the last 10, 20 years, etc. As well as the obvious challenge, especially hearing a beautiful piece of music, regardless of genre, and trying to imagine that the piano trio had gotten there first. So what would this have sounded like had it arisen from, 1940s Harlem or you know, with some other setup? And it's always been a surprise to have certainly Teardrop and Alberto Balsam, Aphex Twin track, Twice by Little Dragon. To have all those go down so well, it's been a real pleasure. So it's a thing we're going to continue. And we've no idea how those kind of experiments will turn out, but so far it seems to have worked all the time. So good music is good music, I guess.
It's true. What is the real skill of a jazz musician that allows you to do these things with different types of music?
I think it's getting in deep touch with the roots of each of these functions you were talking with. So seeing what really makes a piece of music tick from the base of its rhythm, its harmony, its melody, its form, and especially with some of the cover versions that we have done, the importance of the atmosphere, and I guess in some cases some very expensive treatments in the studio, which we definitely can't match, but we have a good time imagining, and often keeping that in mind has really helped us reconvey that atmosphere, which would otherwise be taken care of a sampler or some amazing reverb unit. So it's really trying to draw on all of those things and reconstructing them just with piano, drums and bass, which is in such a beautiful position at the moment. I think there are an amazing amount of fabulous trios around the planet. So we're basking in a lot of creativity all the time. It shows no signs of being exhausted. So
now, like Julian Siegel, with whom I know you have a duo, you're playing in other concerts in the festival. Tell us a little bit about those.
Next week, I'm doing a little guest spot with an unknown group called Empirical. And then the Saturday, I'm back on the 19th with amazing young vibraphonist Corey Mwamba in duo, and I believe there's a free jazz get together after that. So this has been my busiest, I think, and the most varied festival, and it's just been wonderful to see it continue to grow and grow and grow, as London is. So it should keep expanding forever.
Well, it seems like you're keeping very busy. Robert, thank you very much for bringing your trio to the stage.
Pleasure.
And what's the next thing you head into?
A bit more touring with the trio. There's going to be more of us next year, and I have both solo and Panacea new stuff brewing. So that'll be there.
Fantastic.
And appearing soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Mitchell.
Thanks a lot, dude. Thank you.
Well, this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, on 90 to 93 FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. I'm Julian Joseph, and we're broadcasting from the 2011 London Jazz Festival from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre. Time for our next artist, Dennis Baptiste. He also emerged amongst the quite sane generation with composer Jason Yard and pianist Andrew McCormack. He joined the ranks of Tomorrow's Warriors, New Troupe, and guested with J-Life, groups inspired by bassist Gary Crosby's jazz-enabling initiatives. Soon, Dennis progressed to working with South African composer and pianist and multi-instrumentalist Bekkie Mseleku, until he formed his own quartet. Dennis has always cited Courtney Pine as a major inspiration, but plays from a very different conception, and you'll hear this demonstrated on his thoughtful musical outing called Identity by Subtraction. In recent times, Dennis has also enjoyed a position as part of the Arts Council funding administration, but music is his first love, and over the last year or so, he's re-established his connection to the jazz scene as a player. Dennis is joined by a stellar cast of players, with Nick Ram is on the piano, Gary Crosby, as I mentioned before, he's playing double bass, and the great American drummer Rod Youngs is with the group as well. So please welcome, playing Evolution from Revolution, the Dennis Baptiste Quartet. We'll be right back. Evolution from Revolution. Dennis Baptiste. Now, don't worry, you're going to hear more from Dennis. We're just going to do the interview in the middle of his set. Okay, break up his concentration. Sorry about that.
Throw me off guard.
Identity by Subtraction is the name of your new record. Tell us what's behind that title.
I suppose the meaning to me is I've kind of got to a certain point in my life. I've been playing music now for, as a professional musician for over 20 years now. And I've played a lot of different kinds of music over that time with some great musicians. And Identity by Subtraction, in a way, is kind of the sum of all of those experiences that I've had. And you kind of stripping away those layers of things that you pick up along the way to kind of find yourself, what you really are amongst, you know, the real kernel of what you are, the real things that make you who you are. So it's finding yourself by taking away all the kind of the rubbish, really.
The periphery.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it means. Deep.
So what and who are you?
Who am I? Well, yes. I hope that the music will speak for itself. The record kind of, in a way, I suppose, really describes where I am right now in my musical journey. So, you know, there's some calypso in there, there's some reggae things in there, there's some straight ahead things in there, there's some African music in there. There's a whole bunch of different stuff, and I think all of those component parts are such an important part of my musical experience that I wanted to sort of find a way to put all of those things together and also mix things, you know, so that, you know, doing a sort of this like a one drop in 6/4, you know, in a way, to trying to find different ways of kind of reinterpreting that music that I love.
You have Gary Crosby on bass, who's been, I know, an inspiration throughout your musical life. And what is it that Gary brings to the signature of the group and the sound of the music?
What does Gary bring? Do you know what? I've been playing with Gary for a very, very long time now. I mean, probably you've been playing with him longer. You've played with him longer. But
I have, yes.
I mean, I started my career playing with Gary. And I think what Gary brings to a group is a kind of... it's kind of a sort of a leadership without having to lead, if you know what I mean. He brings experience which rubs off on all of us, you know. And he kind of led New Troupe in a similar way. There was never a point where Gary would say, you guys are playing this tune. It was gently guiding us and helping us in that way. And I really love that about his playing, and I love that about the way that he is as a person, that he's somebody that's contributing but also kind of adding something of his experience as well to it. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I think, well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Add the elements of Rod Young's on drums and Nick Ram on the piano, and what is it that is the sum of the parts that you're looking for?
You know, one of the greatest things I think about playing with this group is it's good playing with your mates. That's the most fun thing. One of the first things that I look for in a group is people that I really get along with, and, you know, and we have a good, tight relationship as friends, you know. And so we feel, I think, amongst ourselves that we can take risks and do things, and, you know, we'll all support each other and follow. So I think in that, hopefully, the friendship and kind of shines through in the way that we interact on stage.
What do we have to look forward to? What's next?
Well, what's next? We're going to play a tune which isn't by me and actually isn't on the album, but it's a song that we've recently been added to the set, and it's by a great, if slightly obscure, alto saxophone player called Arthur Blythe, and this is called Lennox Avenue Breakdown.
Oh, I love that tune. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please put your hands together for Dennis Baptiste, please?
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Rod Young's on the drums, Gary Crosby on the double bass, and Nick Ram on the piano. For our final tune this evening, thank you very much for coming down and staying. There's so many out there. Wow, it's not often you can actually see the audience when you do these gigs. Normally it's just sort of feels like you're in the audience and then sort of applause comes, but it's quite different being able to see anybody. Anyway, I'm rambling, so I'm going to continue. For the very last tune of this evening, I'm going to do a tune from my CD, Identity by Subtraction, and this is called Dance of the Macquarie. Thank you. Thank you very much. Rod Young's on the drums, Gary Crosby on the double bass, Nick Ram on the piano, and I'm Dennis Baptiste. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, ending tonight's program, the Dennis Baptiste Quartet. Dennis Baptiste on tenor saxophone, Nick Ram on piano, Gary Crosby on double bass, and Rob Young's on the drums. The Dennis Baptiste Quartet. Well, a huge thank you to all our bands today, the Julian Siegel Quartet, Robert Mitchell's Trio, and the Dennis Baptiste Quartet, for their performances as part of this year's London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. Plus, our thanks to our audience and to all the staff here at the Claw Ballroom for making us feel so welcome. Next week on Jazz Lineup, please join us for a concert set featuring music from Empirical, Trish Clues, her Tangent Band, and Aquarium. And remember, the coverage of the London Jazz Festival continues on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday night at 11. And this week he features a concert set by American bassist Steve Swallow, leading his new quintet recorded at the Queen Elizabeth Hall as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. So, from me, Julian Joseph, and all the team, bye-bye.
BBC Radio 3 with music through the night. Hello, I'm John Shea, and in this part of the programme, I'm widening our usual European catchment area to bring you a concert given in November 2009 by the KBS Symphony Orchestra, the orchestra of South Korean radio, with conductor Otmar Maga. Sunwook Kim is the soloist in just over 10 minutes in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 in E-flat, and Sibelius's Second Symphony, written under the sunny skies of Italy, rounds off their programme. The lush musical pastures of Anton Webern's Opus 1, his Passacaglia, are where we begin. It wasn't his first actual composition, but it did mark a fresh start. It was effectively his graduation piece on completing 4-year study with Schoenberg.